When you talk about the Equitrek horse trials and the Brabham International horse trials with Equitrek, clearly there's something that springs out there. It's Equitrek. We're delighted to speak to Jodie from Equitrek now. This is a fabulous display you've got here.
Why, thank you very much. It's one of our biggest stands that we've had so far, since last year especially. It's grown rapidly, so got to put a bigger stand for all the customers out there.
Now, clearly, any horse trials need horses. You don't just get them over there. It's important as well that the animals arrive in good focus, in good form, etc. What is it that marks Equitrek out as a quality transporter of horses?
Well, with other manufacturers, for example, not all of them provide the rear facing such as Equitrek do, and that is what we're known for, is the rear facing travel. So it's more relaxing for horses, and customers constantly say how well they'll travel in an Equitrek and how prepared they seem to be when they get to the show. So I'd say that is probably one of our key points, is the fact that customers will always recommend us and will always comment on how well the horses do travel in the Equitrek.
Ed.
Jodie, this vehicle here is one of maybe 15 you've got on site. It's bright red. It's an Equitrek Valiant. And if I could just ask you what this particular compartment is on the side here.
For a very small horse, is it?
what goes in here?
This is you've got the tap locker, which is for two saddles, two bridles, and a small interior light as well. So when you're unfortunately in the winter times and you're having to load up, you've still got the area to still be, it'll still be lit up so you can see what you're doing. So essentially two bridles and two saddles.
And I think this vehicle is a Peugeot, and as well as the animals arriving in fine fettle and health, it's important that the owners do as well. And you've got a sort of an area at the back there which looks like living accommodation for humans.
Correct. We will build on brand new Peugeot chassis. That is our key thing for the small horse box range, which sets us out from other manufacturers as well, as they will build on second-hand chassis, unfortunately. And with our small horse boxes as well, we provide living accommodation from a small tack and changing area to full double bed, full bathroom accommodation, seating for up to four, etc. So I think that does also make us stand out, especially with the small horse boxes, for other manufacturers.
I think we clean these. We actually invest in one of these for all our location reports there. I mean, to go from the CLA Game Fair to Burley to all range of things, we desperately need this. And I also recommend it to some of our other kind of colleagues who've been working within this. Do you travel in the vehicles yourself, Jodie?
I've travelled in numerous vehicles, up from the 7.5-tonner, an 18-tonner, down to the small 3.5-ton. Customers, when they come, we allow them to tow the vehicles with the car, so we seat in with the customers while they're travelling that. So it's not a case of we're just going off a book, we're doing it from personal experience with the vehicles, which I think if you don't have that experience, it's not easy to sell. So the fact that we get to travel in them, get to use them, it definitely helps with the selling techniques, because you're doing it from your own personal point of view and it's not a key selling feature, it's not a sales tactic.
Do you get a chance to actually check out the events yourself, or is it a case of, no, we've got these Harry Gratian people coming from BBC North, we've got all sorts of things, we've got Siren Broadcasting, Siren Events, Southside Broadcasting, got all the media things, but do you manage to check out the event?
We managed to steal a couple of 15 minutes when we go to get us dinner. We managed to have a sit down and have a look, or if we've got a quiet time and we can lose a member for about 10 minutes, we get to have a look and we get to see it, because that's what the experience is all about.
Last year, of course, this was pretty much a mud field. Does it help when the weather's improved like today in terms of obviously showing the vehicles off to their best, or do you prefer it when it's nice and rainy?
Definitely sunny. I think everyone prefers to be out in the sun, and it's a case of some customers will choose to come last minute because it's glorious sunshine, and the fact it's a £10 in for the admin fee, well, why not come down and basically have a day out and have a look at some nice pretty vehicles?
And in terms of the setup, presumably you arrived here on Tuesday, Wednesday?
We've been bringing vehicles in for, not last week, the week before we started initially collecting, preparing and getting them ready, and we've been doing it all week since, non-stop, non-go. Poor drivers have been going on till 11:30 at night to get all the vehicles set up, so it's a lot of dedication, not from the sales team, it's also the drivers as well.
The point being, obviously, it's not just a case of, where are we going to go today? Oh, Brabham. Right, let's go off that, go from that point of view. Do you actually, I mean, clearly Brabham and Equitrek, they go together so perfectly these days. It's like the Land Rover Burley horse trials and various other things. Is it a case of Equitrek will also be present at other large-scale equine events, or is this kind of your major one?
Well, for example, just being from Badminton, which is again another big show, we will be going to Burley. We make sure we're at big shows. We'll be going to Royal Hickstead. We've got dealerships who will represent us because we might not necessarily be able to go. So there's always going to be someone from Equitrek. We're looking in doing local shows as well. So it's not a case of to be the big brands. It's also looking after back home as well, which is lovely Yorkshire.
Which is, of course, God's own country, as we know, Jodie, so it's important to civilise the whole thing. So I take it then we might be able to hook up with you at Burley.
You never know, you might be able to. We're definitely there.
I think your team have been sort of doing wonders and saying you're by far the best person to actually do this. No, obviously they all did well. Ed, any other thoughts?
Yeah, you're clearly brilliant at marketing, but do you approach this from the marketing side or do you have an interest in equine lifestyle from the past, maybe?
Previously, it did come from having my own horse myself, and unfortunately, that had to quit due to family issues, etc. So, with me, I ended up getting this job through an apprenticeship, not expecting to stay on as long as I did. But
I recognise quality, obviously, Jenny. You're too Believe me, we have met marketing officers, no names, but sometimes we just think, why are they in that job?
No, it started off as just being purely an administrator, just processing paperwork, and then as soon as the apprenticeship finished, they asked me to join on, and now it's made me lead up to be a sales advisor now. So slowly but surely you get to know all the products inside and out, and it's grown dramatically since I started 3 years ago. We just had one simple price guide of all the trailers and vehicles. Now we've got three separate price guides, one for trailers, one for vehicles, and for the larger vehicles especially, because it's just rapidly increased since even I've started.
It's a British success story then.
It definitely is, yeah. It's a lot of people will say, oh, where do you work? And it's Equitrek, and it's, what's that? And it's, we're one of the leaders in horse box transportation especially, so I'm quite proud to say that I work here.
So you should be. It's been a perfect sort of ending to a fabulous day, finishing off obviously with main sponsor here of the 2013 Equitrek Bradman International Horse Trials. Jodie, it's been a delight. Hopefully, I say we'll connect with you again in the near future.
Thank you very much, and yourself, hopefully.
Now, a few years ago, when we covered the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials, we were delighted to speak to Captain Mark Phillips, who, of course, is course designer there. Fantastic there to keep the genetic link going there by speaking to the legendary, fantastic Zara Phillips. Zara, good to connect with you, good self.
Wow, what an introduction.
Oh, always crucial. How's it been going today?
Yeah, really good. I'm really happy with how we went today. You know, I was third to go, so I was pretty surprised that we were still up there near the end of the day. So, yeah, very happy.
It's great stuff. Now, I mean, certainly that equine ballet, as I always refer to dressage, it's important you start off a three-day event on a high, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get a positive start. This horse is very good on the flat, and, yeah, so it's a good part of, you know, doing three phases, so if they all go like that, I'll be very happy.
They will, Zara. We're rooting for you. You've got the whole of Lincolnshire, Siren FM and Southside going on your case, basically.
Thank you. I need all the support.
It's all great. Ed.
Zara, lovely to meet you. Can you introduce us to Lord Lorries? Is that how you pronounce it?
Lord Lorries. I bought him from Germany. So he's German bred. Probably as a nine-year-old. He's very, he's a fantastic mover, an amazing jumper. But we've just taken quite a long time to sort of get used to each other. You know, he goes in a much different way to how I go cross country. So we've just had, you know, problems along the way. He's, you know, I was really pleased with him today. He's getting better and better, and, you know, hopefully, this weekend we'll be able to show that.
And today, that was the first time I've experienced sitting on the side of a ring like that.
Really? First ever horse trials.
And the atmosphere is really, really electric, actually. I mean, how aware are you of the crowds around when you're in the ring, or are you not aware?
Try not to be aware. It depends what kind of horse you're sat on and if they have noticed it, or, you know, ideally you want to try and get them to relax so they don't notice it either. I mean, this morning when I went, it was pretty quiet, which was good for him, because he can get, noise and buzz can kind of hype him up a little bit. So it's nice and quiet this morning. Tomorrow it'll probably be, you know, a bit busier again. So, you try and sort of block that noise out and concentrate on what you're doing.
Is of course the cross country, and then of course back to show jumping from that point of view. It's looking good. For so many years, of course, yourself associated with Toy Town, those have moved on, etc. And it's looking good. I mean, obviously, it seems almost churlish to start thinking about Brazil and 2016, but is that also in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to think about that in planning ahead in, you know, the next kind of generation that you're bringing up. But again, you do that, but then you have to do it kind of year by year as well. So, yeah, it's very much in the back of your mind, just, but you have to make a sort of goals that you want to work to. Each year.
And I've got to ask the question, bearing in mind that obviously your dad designed the course at Burley, do you ever sort of have a word with him and say, put that in there?
No. Never.
Yeah, I thought that would be the answer, but I just wanted to cover that. Zara Phillips, a genuine delight. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.